93.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. It endures forever, my Father. What a mighty God you are. How awesome you are. How great you are, Father. And there's none like you, Father, in all the earth, Father. And we acknowledge that, Lord. We decree that. We declare that, Father, that we serve a mighty God, Father. And how great is our God, Father. How great you are, Lord. And we count it an honor and a privilege that you would summon us, all of us, under the sound of my voice, Lord, through your gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the radio broadcast, the holy places, our services, all the way, Father, into your literal presence, my Father, where we can just sit at the King's table and eat the King's food, Father. What an awesome opportunity. What an awesome privilege. What an awesome honor, my Father, that you have pointed out to every last one of us the golden scepter of righteousness, Lord. Therefore, we take you up on the invitation, Father. Here we are, Lord. We come boldly into your very presence, Father. Here's our cup, Father. Quench this thirstiness in our soul to love you much more than we do, to serve you much more than we do, to obey you much more than we do, to honor you much more than we do, my Father God, to be, Father, all that you ordained, Lord, and created us to be, Father, to walk in the reality of what it means to be the sons and daughters of the Most High God with a mandate, my Father, and that's to expand your kingdom, Father, throughout the whole earth, Lord God. So, Father, here's our cup. Fill us up, Father, and make us whole. And as in always, we are careful to give you, Lord, the praise, the honor, the Holy God, and the thanksgiving, Father. And Lord, for this is your kingdom in the world, and all those who dwell in that world, the world of your kingdom, belongs to you. You are Lord. Hallelujah. We don't make you Lord. You are Lord, Father. By reason of creation, Lord God. And Father, we count it amongst again an honor and a privilege to serve you, to love you, to praise you, to honor you in everything that we do. Your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And to you, Father, be all of the glory, the honor, and the praise in the precious, mighty, glorious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We decree that and we declare that, and so shall it be. Amen, amen, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Most High God, out there in radio land. We love you. We bless you. We speak God's greatest for your life and God's best for your life. And once again, it's an honor and a privilege to come together with all of you, Lord, under the sound of my voice, and all of us just go into the presence of the Lord and let the Lord speak to us from the King's presence. Hallelujah. 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 and hallelujah. And listen, once again, I have my special friends and my special guests on with us today, Apostle Rhonna Ellison and his anointed, powerful wife, Pastor Earlene Ellison from Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry here in the Bunker, Louisiana area. And the address, I think, is 1907, if that's not it, 1907 Highway 71 South in Bunker, Louisiana. By the way, if any of you in the Bunker, Louisiana area, you know, don't have a church home, you know, and all, but just like to visit some of the churches in the area, that would be a powerful ministry to go and sit under the ministry of that word and be blessed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit as upon Pastor and Pastor Rhonna and Earlene Ellison. And they are here with me today on this radio broadcast, and we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to use them as he always do. Every time they have any opportunity to minister God's word to his people, to be a tremendous blessing in the edifying and the building up of the body of Christ. So without any further delay, Pastor Earlene and Apostle Rhonna, and listen, we can put this radio broadcast into your hands.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the part today. We greet you all in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's always a blessing and an opportunity to be a part of the powerful ministry team with Pastor Arthur LaVar and Gail LaVar. And we thank for those who are listening by way of radio today. And we pray that something might be said, that your spirit, man, will be built up, that you'll leave this station today and be encouraged in the Lord. You know, a lot of times I always be the first one to minister whatever. Today, the Holy Spirit lead me to allow my wife to share whatever God has put on her heart today. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Pastor Earlene Ellison.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord God, for another day up on this radio. We pray, Lord God, for each and every one that's going to hear this word today. And Father God, I ask that you open up the eyes of our understanding that we might receive this word from you. Yes. And Lord, we will give you thanks and praise. I notice that we all are getting ready for the holidays, but my mind fell upon this, the bottomless pit. In biblical context, the bottomless pit or abyss is a place of confinement, often associated with demons and evil spirits. It's depicted as a deep, dark chasm or temporary holding cell for certain entities, distinct from the final place of punishment, like the lake of fire. Praise God, the lake of fire, the state of being separated from God. And I want to tell you that there is such a place, and we all have to go before the throne of God, okay? The lake of fire, or the state of being separated from God. Sin causes us to be separated from God. Disobedience, rebellion against God, commandment. It is on eternal it is an eternal separation. So I want us to think about sin today, and where would we go if we had died today?
Yeah.
The term bottomless pit or abyss appears in the book of Revelation, often in connection with the imprisonment of Satan and his demons. Unlike the lake of fire, which is associated with the final judgment. The bottomless pit is described as a temporary holding place. This is not a holding place like you have in prison or in jail, but is a holding place waiting for God to come back with judgment. The final judgment, the bottomless pit, is described as a temporary holding place. First of all, when we look at 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all, the Bible say, appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whatever it be, whether it be good or bad. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then he shall reward every man according to whether it is what he has done. In Matthew 16:27, the first seal I want to talk about is the white horse. The white horse represents purity, victory, and divine judgment. It represents the four horses of the apocalypse. The rider on the white horse is often interpreted as a deceiver. The red horse simplifies war, violence, and blood, war and distinction. And this is what we're going through right now, all these wars and rumors of wars, what God said in his word. All of this is going on around us now, but so many of us don't see it. The third seal is the black horse, symbolize the famine, and second for food and resources in Revelation 6. And we're going, it's hunger all around us these days. This is the third seal. The fourth seal is the pale horse, represents death and Hades, the end of life and the ultimate path of humanity. Now, I want to go back to the third seal, the black horse, which brings famine. We have famine on this earth, on this nation right now. People can't find food to eat. A lot of bombing is going on. And everybody is just turning away from God, doing any and everything that they want to do, not even realizing that it's almost time for the coming of the Lord. The pale horse represents death and Hades. Think about it. Think about where you're going to be if God calls you today. The end of life and the ultimate faith of humanity, path of humanity. We should be on guard right now, searching our hearts, whether it is right with God, checking ourselves to see everything that's going on in this world. Do it relate to me? Do I understand what's going on around me? The fifth seal in Revelation 6:9-11, the souls under the altar, the souls of martyrs were slain for their faith and testimony of Jesus Christ. You see, these people are crying out, these souls under these souls is crying out, asking God, when, how long, Lord, how long will you be before you come back and get everything squared off for us? These souls, as you can, as I read, lets you know that these souls didn't die. They're still alive. They're still alive. And when you pass away, when your body leaves this world, this earth, your soul will still be alive. The six seal signs in the harvest heavens and earth, earthquakes, the sun darkened, the meteorites, moon appears, blood, and the 144,000 is at after the sixth seal, but before the seventh seal, the first trumpet will blow. The first trumpet in Revelation signifies a divine judgment that brings devastation to the earth, specifically resulting in the destruction of a third of the earth's vegetation. The second seal, trumpet in Revelation refers to an event described in Revelation 8, 9 through 9. Something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was torn into the sea to turn into blood, third of a living creatures to die, and a third of the ships to be destroyed. The seventh trumpet judgment occur during the end times. The third trumpet is a significant event described in the book of Revelation, specifically in Revelation 8, 10 through 11. This event is part of a series of seven trumpets that unfold during the end times as revealed to the Apostle John. The fourth trumpet in Revelation signifies a divine judgment that results in a significant reduction of light from the sun, moon, and stars, symbolizing spiritual darkness and a call to repentance. We need to think about this, saint. Think about what these trumpets are doing. And right now, God is giving us time to repent. He's telling us to get it right. In Revelation 8 and 12, then the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun, moon, and stars was struck. So the third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light. Also, a third of the night. This event is part of a series of seven trumpets judgment that occurred during the end time as revealed in John. The fifth trumpet describes the fifth trumpet in Revelation 9, 1 through 3, where a star falls from heaven and is given the key to the abayas. This star represents a fallen angel, and the opening of the abayas releases locusts with the power to torment those without the seal of God. The sixth trumpet found in Revelation 9, 13 through 21 is a significant event. It involves the release of four angels bound at the Euphrates River who lead an army of 200 million that kills one-third of the earth population. This trumpet is also referred to as the second woe, marking a period of a great devastation. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. Thus I saw the horses in a vision, and them that sat on the throne, having breastplate of fire and jensen and brimstone. By those third part of them was killed by fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issue out of their mouths, their power in their mouth, and in their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. See, everything that I'm telling you today, it's going to happen if our hearts is not right with God. God tells us our good must outweigh our bad. And this is time that we sit here and listen to this word. This is a time of repentance. The seventh trumpet, which is the last trumpet, seven is the number of completion. The seven angels sounded the trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Mosaic, and he will reign forever and ever. With this trumpet, the announcement of Christ's reign is made as we move to completion of this period. While a translation doesn't end right when this trumpet is blown, it is a getting close to God. It's time. It's getting closer and closer to the coming time of the Lord. There are some major events left to play out, but we know this trumpet is blown closer to the end of the great tribulation. And you also have the first woe. And we'll talk about that the next time I'm heard on the radio. But take these signs as a warning that God is searching our hearts and getting us ready for that great day. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank God for the word. That was Pastor Earlene Edison here with myself, Apostle, and we got our daughter Lemon with us today. We're here at 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunker, Louisiana, where we start our Bible advancement class at 10:30 on Saturdays, and we branch out over to our worship service around 11:30 until God do what he do. Amen. So I thank God for this opportunity once again. And with that being said, I would like to share for a brief moment what God placed upon my heart to share this hour. And after that, I will pass it back over, the station back over to our pastor, Arthur LaVar. Amen. God has been dealing with me over here in Matthew chapter 8, dealing with God's authority, understanding kingdom authority. And I want to read a familiar passage of scriptures here out of Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse 5. And it said, in the King James Version Bible. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lie at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And in verse 7, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. In verse 9, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to my servant, do this, and he do it. And I just want to pause right now where we'll have a subject of just for thought, food for thought. Understanding kingdom authority. Here we found out that this is a narrative, and there is a dialogue between Jesus Christ of Nazareth and a centurion. Had a situation. We realized that he had one of his servants was sick of a palsy. And just to identify for us today what a centurion soldier were, or what his job description was, we know that he was a Roman army officer. And the soldiers was well groomed, well disciplined, and soldiers of integrity. And a centurion was a leader, a captain, a commander, having about 100 men up under his command. Now, see, we find out here that he was begging Jesus for a condition, a situation, saying that he had a servant at home sick. And he was being grievously tormented with a palsy. And in verse 7 is what I want to elaborate on, that I found they were so profoundly written. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. I want to stop right here for a moment. Remember when I read the passage of scripture when the centurion soldier was identifying his authority, his job description, his leadership role, when he said that he was a man on authority. He said to this soldier, I want you to go, he go it. I want you to come, he come, and he do this and do that, whatever I say, because he had authority, earthly authority. And Jesus responding in verse 7, look what he said. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. See, Jesus understood the centurion soldier's authority. He knew that he was a man in the leadership, and just like he said, that I say to this one, go, and this one, go, and Christ had humbled himself. You got to get this revelation, men and women of God. Body of Christ today, Jesus was going to go to his house because he understood the centurion soldier's authority. Mm-hmm. And if Jesus understood man's authority, remember back in the scripture when Jesus said, render to Caesar that is Caesar and God that is God. Remember when they were praying tribute for the money? Well, Jesus understand man's authority. That's why he told me, he said, I would go and heal him. But look what the centurion answered. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. So basically what the centurion soldier was saying, that I understand your authority. I understand who you are. I'm not worthy enough for you even to come to my house, a sinful man. He understood the grace of God. He understood the authority of Jesus Christ. You see how the dialogue is? They went back and forward for a little brief moment, understanding each other's identity. And see, we have to get into a place
that, let me back up here for a moment. I want to define authority so we all get the picture. In Greek, it means exousia, and it refers to power, right, and liberty. It describes the legitimate power to act, make decisions, or govern, and can apply to various types of authority. Notice it say to various types of authority, including governmental, spiritual, and delegated religious authority. Here the term can also signify permission or freedom to act within certain boundaries. Certain boundaries. And Christ's authority, he gives us authority. We can cross and enter into the devil's boundaries because of the authority that is in us in Christ Jesus. What Jesus did, he took his authority and spoke a word of healing, and the centurion's soul, the servant, was made whole because of the word. In other words, he sent the word. Men of God, women and children of God of Jesus Christ, you got to grasp this. We can function in kingdom authority here on earth in Christ Jesus. We have to position ourselves. And the same word that Jesus spoke in his government and the spiritual realm and his atmosphere in this world today, we have that same authority as Jesus did because we possess it in him. Out of the Holy Ghost, we can send a word. You don't have to really go to where the individual is at. All you have to do is send a word. If somebody needs to be healed right now, if you cannot make it in your vehicle down to the hospital or to their room, their bedroom, wherever they be at in the sick room, you can just send the word. Operate in the authority of Jesus Christ. We have dominion in the earth realm. One thing I learned about the kingdom of God, his kingdom is not predicated by sight or your emotions or how you feel today. You have to walk by faith. That's how the kingdom of God operates, on faith, not going to the place. I'm not saying that God won't send you to go somewhere and lay hands on somebody, but God will also have you in a place where you can just send a word. Just send a word. So the centurion, he asked Jesus, just send the word. Just send the word. But look what Jesus said. When Jesus heard it in verse 10, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so faith, no, not in Israel, because of this man's faith, because of him humbling himself and believing and trusting who Jesus was, the person Christ, the Lord himself, God manifested in the flesh on the earth realm. He knew that if anybody could help his servant, Jesus would be the one to come on the scene.
Yes, Lord.
So men and women of God, children today, God wants us to operate in authority that he has given us as children of God. We have that authority. He said in Luke 10:19, behold, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We have the power in Jesus Christ, not in our own strength, not of our own intellect, but it's only in the spirit of the living God. With that being said, I thank God for this opportunity. I pray that something was said here today that encouraged your spirit, man, and build you up, that you have been encouraged for the rest of this journey. May God bless you real, real good. In Jesus' name, I pass it back over to Pastor Arthur LaVar in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 and amen. My God, Lord, Lord, there's a going on in God. I know one time, there's a time for preparation, and there's a time for restoration. Let me back up a little bit. There's a time for redemption. at a time for preparation and at a time for restoration.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something. You know, the redemption time has already took place. You know, we know it as Calvary, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, him seated at the right hand of God. And as my brother and sister were saying, you know, listen, all the things that are coming up on this world and everything else, man, we won't have to worry about all of that. Because the Bible lets us know that we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God's dear Son. As in Colossians chapter 1, say thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And boy, I'm talking about this through light, through information, through knowledge, through understanding, that boy, what God is doing is being revealed to us by the power of the Holy Spirit using the word of the Most High God.
Yes,
I'm gonna tell you something, we gotta be careful. Gotta be careful that you don't fall in that place. Like my sister was saying, well, boy, you're going into that bottomless pit. Hallelujah. And then, listen, if that place is not prepared for you, because it was prepared for the devil and his angels, and all those who he will get to join in alive with him in the rebellion against, boy, the will of God for our lives. But, boy, that you come to the knowledge, as the apostle said, boy, of your authority that you have in the earth that has been restored back to us because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. What's the redeeming work of Jesus Christ? Well, he redeemed our life from the rebellion of Adam in the very beginning. That caused us at that time, back in Genesis chapter 3, to lose our authority, to lose our dominion. What the Bible says, God created them in his image and likeness, and he gave them dominion. That's authority. Yeah. That's power. That's control. That's influence over all the things, everything that go up on the earth. The Bible says, what is man that you are mindful of him, that you made him a little bit lower than the angel, and you have crowned him with glory and honor and gave him, boy, power over all the works of your hand, over the creation, man, and God's will for the earth and mankind being on the earth. But God gave them authority in the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Authority to do what? Authority, like he said, to cast out devils. Authority, like I say, to just send the word. Authority to rule and reign in life. Authority to escape, boy, that the corruption that's coming upon this world. That's the authority that you have on the inside of us. And I heard a song a long time ago and said, hey, listen, who's going to warn them? Like Pastor Erlene was saying, what?
Yeah.
About the things that's coming on them. Boy, there's coming a time, boy, I'm talking about, you don't want to be yet. Like you were saying, you don't want to be, boy, but when you cast into the bottomless pit, or you make your eternal abode in, boy, the pit of hell forever and ever with the devil, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, and all those who are joining alliance with them. But thanks be unto God, hallelujah, like I said, who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the kingdom of the devil, and what the devil is doing, and translated us over into the kingdom of his dear Son, into what God is doing. And like I said, boy, that pastor said, what God is doing, God is restoring back to his children, in fact, to all mankind who are receiving what? Your authority, hallelujah. Not only as a believer, but your authority as a son or daughter of the Most High God. Your authority as a king and a ruler over the earth that God gave us from the very beginning. What he said, let them have dominion. What is that? That's in God's kingdom. That ain't in church. And that's not in religion. All that's in the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. And you can know one thing, that you have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the ways of this world. Even though we are in this world system, but boy, you can grow in the knowledge of God, boy, and learn how to be dictated and influenced and motivated by this world system that we are in. And that you learn how to be motivated and dictated by another world system, the governing system of heaven. Can you imagine how heaven is governed? I'm not talking about, man, how the United States is governed through its governing system. But I'm talking about, boy, how heaven is governed, the governing system of heaven. Remember what Isaiah the prophet said about Jesus? A son is born. And the government shall be up on his shoulder. Not a religion. but a government, but the governing system of heaven. For what purpose? So that we can get in on and learn and come to the knowledge of how to govern our lives. Watch this. Not according to the government of this world system, but how to govern our lives according to the government or the governing system of heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The governing system of heaven on the earth. Glory to God. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can warn them. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Erlene was saying, what about the things coming on us? That there's a devil here. That boy, just like God don't want any, he's not willing that none should be lost, but all but come to repentance at the same spirit that's upon us. Boy, I desire that no man, no woman, no boy, no girl be lost, man. But they all but come to the knowledge, boy, of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ so that they can escape the corruption that's coming up on this earth.
Yes, Lord.
But he's coming. I guarantee why, because it's written. That's what the king said.
Yeah.
I'm even reading it to you, quoting it to us, man, out of Revelation 6 and Revelation 9, you know, of the things that's coming on us.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you can be a good cheer.
Yeah, buddy.
Glory to God. That you ain't got to worry about that, baby. Why? Because, boy, you in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, if you're in religion, or if you're just in, man, you know, the world, or you're just living according to your own dictates, and man, let me tell you something, that day comes for you, you might find yourself, boy, in trial and tribulation and system and circumstance and situation. And boy, you wish that somebody like we doing on this radio broadcast would have told you. But boy, that'd be no excuses for you, why? Because boy, I'm talking about God has pulled a crazy man and is revealing to us in this hour, in these last days, man, so that we can escape the corruption that's coming up on this earth. Listen to this. I don't want to be a part of that. In fact, you know, not only do I don't want to be a part of that, I know that I am not a part of that. And not only do I don't want to be a part of that and know that I'm not a part of that, I don't want any of you out there to be a part of that too. And I want you to know that you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you don't have to be worrying about, boy, you being a part of that. But that ain't just like right here falling out the tree. You got to come to the knowledge of that truth. And not only do you have to come to the knowledge of that truth, but you got to receive the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Receive that truth. You got to grab a hold to that and seize it and place it in your possession so that you too can warn, man, this world about the corruption, man, that's coming upon this earth. So that they too can escape, boy, that lake of fire, man, that eternal destination and separation from God that's coming upon this earth. We call it hell.
Yes.
I'm not, just like God, not willing that none should perish, neither are we. Hallelujah. Hey, we're not willing that no man be lost and no man be cast into that bottomless pit and the lake of fire and hell. So that's why we come up on this radio broadcast every time we do, in our church services, in our meetings, in our gathering together with one another, boy. For that reason right there, what? To win souls out of this kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. So listen, it being all of our best interests, it being your best interest, it being all of our best interests, boy, to do the same thing, boy. Hey, good God Almighty. Who's going to tell a man that there's a better way? Who's going to tell a man, you know, that Jesus Christ, man, has done great and mighty things? And it's not, man, for us to try to get to that place, man, and that's the path for us before the foundation of the world, but that we can come on into that place. Hallelujah. And not only come on into that place when all the things come up on the earth, but come on into that place right now. Glory to God. So that, man, you don't have to worry about that, and then you're not worried about that, then you can be used by God to help others come to the knowledge that they don't have to worry about that too.
Yes, Lord.
How about, like I say, who's going to tell them that there's a better way? Who's going to tell them and warn them about the things coming on them? And then who's going to tell a man about that better way? That's us. That's all of us. That's the heart of God. That's why God, man, saved us and bring us to the knowledge of the truth of that better way, so that not only we can escape the corruption that's on this world, but that we can go into the highways and the byways and compel the lost and dying to come on in to God's divine plan and purpose and destiny and desire for all our lives. And that's that we should reign on this earth. Glory to God. And listen, reign on this earth forever and ever and ever. You know, every time you have our Bible studies, you know, with Pastor Earlene and Apostle Ronald on Wednesdays, man, from 12 to 1, and the Bible studies that they do on Saturdays from 3 to 4, you know. You always read the scripture, Revelation chapter 21, you know, say, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. And boy, go on to say that, and that the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man, and we shall reign on the earth. Instead of, boy, I'm talking about going through all the vain, boy, that's coming up on this earth, the Bible says we shall reign on the earth. And not only reign on the earth, but we shall reign on the earth forever. And in Revelation chapter 5, they say, man, who can open up this book and really tell us, man, and share with us, man, you know, what's coming up on us in that better way? And the Bible says it was nobody. You say, but one came up to say, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed to open up the book and tell us what's really going on. Who is that? That's Jesus.
Yes, Lord. When
Christ comes in his message and his words and his gospel and what he preached, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he come to tell us about that better way. Hallelujah. He come to warn us about the things coming on him, and he come to tell us, boy, the way of escape, man, about that better way. That, boy, you can come on into the kingdom of heaven. Watch this right now. What was his message? The kingdom of heaven is at your hand. It's within your reach. It has arrived. And not only the kingdom of heaven, man, here, because I brought it with me, but I also brought the functioning principles of it, how it functions. How you govern, how you live in, how you talk in, how you walk in, how you're supposed to act in it. And that's what my partner was saying, listen, in this kingdom of heaven, you might not be able to go, man, to the hospitals and everything else, but boy, let me tell you something. The authority that you have, not only as a believer, but as a king and a queen, everything you can do just like Jesus did, boy. You can do just like God did. You can send the word. That's the authority and power that's on the inside of all of us. That's the power that we have, glory to God. That, boy, we can do the same thing, man. Just send God's word, boy. What? To every circumstance, situation, and symptom that we might encounter in our lives here on earth. Instead of letting circumstance, situation, and symptoms dictate to us that come, the circumstance, situation, and symptoms that come to steal, kill, and destroy our destiny, our eternal destiny, and our authority. Man,
yes, Lord.
That script, boy, and start dictating to the circumstance, situation, and symptom. How we do that, Brother Arthur? Just like Jesus said, boy, whenever a circumstance, situation, and symptom confronts us, that tries to steal, man, our true identity, our true purpose, our true authority, our true influence, our true power, our true destiny from us, boy, we can do just like what Jesus did, boy. We can just speak the word. Hallelujah. You say, boy, it is written. Every time the devil come out, boy, with circumstance, it is written. What he was doing, he was sending the word of God. Situations and symptoms, boy, that the devil tried to put up on him to rob him of his true identity, his purpose, and his destiny, boy, that God sent him to this earth to do. How he did that? He just sent the word. Who to the devil, to the circumstance, to the situation, to the symptoms, to whatever that opposes itself, boy, against the perfect will of God for our life. That you too can operate in that same authority. Hallelujah. That you too can rule and reign in life. And I ain't talking about in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven. Listen, boy, you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. And because you have been redeemed from the curse of the law, then that's something else that has taken place that's even greater than our being redeemed. Well, that's the restoration of our authority, our dominion, our power, our control, and our influence over all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms that we might confront here in our lives here upon earth. And boy, all you got to do is come to the knowledge of it. That's why the Bible says, God used the foolishness of preaching. What? Publicly declaring a message. What? That you don't have to worry about going to a devil's hell. That you don't have to worry about, man, all the things that's coming up on the earth, boy. As Pastor Earlene was saying, and that you can come on into the revelation knowledge that because of what God has done for us through his son, Jesus Christ, then we have been made to our God kings and priests. What's a king? That's a political figure. That's not a religious figure. A priest, that's a spiritual figure, not a religious figure. And because of what Jesus Christ does for us through his redemptive work, the Bible says in Revelation, we have been made, not going to be, We have been made a child of God, kings and priests.
Yeah.
And we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. And watch this here. That reign don't start, man, you know, way after the tribulation and after all that coming, we all go to heaven. That reign begins in your life right here on earth. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means it's within your reach right now. But just because it's at hand and in your reach right now, then that don't mean it's automatically going to happen for you. You got to come to the knowledge of what the things that come up on this world, and you got to come to the knowledge of how to escape the corruption that's on this world. That's why I go out here and use our ministers and the fivefold ministry and the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, to edify the body of Christ until we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God and what he's done. Not just head knowledge, but revelation knowledge. So that you might, boy, I'm talking about by the power of the Holy Ghost, understand. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says through God's precepts, we gain great understanding. What God's precept? His original intent and idea and plan and purpose for your life. And that was this, that we reign on the earth. That he gave us the authority over the earth. He said, let them, talking about who? Talking about mankind. Let them have dominion over the fish, the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creeps upon the earth, over all the earth, the whole earth. Who? Let them have authority. Who is them? That's you and me. We lost that in Adam's disobedience, and in Jesus Christ's obedience, that has been restored back to us. So it's time for us to rise up now and start doing like apostles say, start speaking God's word to our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Start doing what? Start sending God's word what? Into the highways and the byways, boy. And start doing what? Sending God's word, boy. Speaking God's word, man. I'm talking about, boy, the Bible says, let not the word of God, let not this book of the law, that's the word of God, depart out of your mouth, but meditate in it day and night so that you can observe to not only hear, but do according to everything that's written therein. And then, that implies not until then, shall you make your way prosperous and have good success. That's what he told Joshua when Joshua was getting ready to take God's people, man, out of the wilderness into their inheritance. What he told him, he said, listen, Moses threw away what he done, just like Jesus, he threw away what he done.
Yeah.
Boy, Joshua was a type of the Holy Spirit. You know, Moses was the type of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Moses got him saved, got him out of Egypt. And boy, he wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. But Joshua, he's the type of the Holy Ghost. But even though they were saved, yet God destined for their life is not just to be saved. And not just to wander around in the wilderness, man, you know, but to go across what they call what that Jordan River on into the inheritance. What promised land is there? Well, God told Adam and Eve, man, he said, I'll promise you something. When they ate up that tree of the knowledge of good and evil and got separated from God and lost their sovereignty, and God promised himself, but he said, listen, I can't live in y'all no more. And your authority and your dominion and your power, you lost that now. But I promise you something, glory to God. I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. So all down through time, all down through the disobedience of mankind and us living in darkness and losing, man, our authority and our sovereignty and our royal power, God promised us something, boy. This land that you got put out of, was that the Garden of Eden, the promised land, the little carbon copy of heaven? God said, I promise you. Hallelujah. I'm coming myself. And I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction, and I'm going to restore you back to this promised land. I'm going to restore you back to the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. I'm going to restore you back to that spot on earth that I've planted. That's a carbon copy of heaven with the same atmosphere and environment that heaven is. And you're out of it now because of Adam's disobedience. But boy, I promise you something, man. I ain't going to leave you. I can't live in you no more, but I'm going to always be around. What did those songs say, boy? His goodness and his mercy.
Yeah.
Follow us, boy, everywhere you go. I don't care what the deal is, boy. God follow you. I don't care what you done. I don't care how bad your sin might be, how good your righteousness might be. Boy, his goodness and his mercy is following us, hallelujah. Everywhere we go, hallelujah. What do you say, even if you make your bed in hell, I'm there. I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. And one of these days, I'm coming myself. And boy, I'm coming and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction, boy, that your disobedience has caused you to fall into. And I'm going to restore back to you your sovereign reign, your dominion, your authority that I gave you in the beginning. For what purpose? So that you could, boy, escape this corruption that's coming up on this earth. Because you have to worry about all the things that Pastor Berlin was talking about. And so that, like Apostle Mom was saying, you can come back into your original place and position. What's that, boy? Sovereignty, authority, kingdom authority, glory to God. And begin to start ruling and reigning in life. That's what God wants for us to do. It gives the Father great pleasure to give us our authority back.
Yes,
it gives the Father great pleasure, man, to give us the ability, man, to escape the corruption that's on this world and help others, man, do the same thing. It gives the Father great pleasure, man. Great pleasure to redeem our life from the destruction that our forefather Adam sold us into. It gives the Father great pleasure for that. Hey, listen, man, listen. We love y'all. Divine, that's the Divine Intervention Ministry there in the Bucky area, 1909 North Highway 71, Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. And by the way, we're in the process of restoring our facility too. So hopefully by the first of the year, between now and the first of the year, then, boy, our facility will be open, boy. And I'm talking about, boy, the Divine Intervention Ministry and Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry and other ministries, boy, that are associated with us and other people of God that are associated with us will begin to continue to grow in together in God's
Amen.
Grace, growing in power and wanting nothing. So, listen, if I could sum it up, boy, saying this here, you know, God desires for all our lives and our desire for all your lives is God's best for our lives. They listen, my wife, Gail, and I, my family, Apostle Ronald and his wife, Lillian, and their family, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. That's why we come up on this radio broadcast every Saturday. Hey, listen, man, you know, to do what? To warn you of the things that's coming on you so that you can escape the corruption that's in the world and to help you gain your authority back so that we can begin to rule and reign in life. And instead of life ruling and reigning over us, we can begin to rule and reign in life. And you know what? That's what brings glory to our Father in heaven. Well, when, boy, we get restored back to us, everything that we lost in Adam. And that's what's taking place in earth. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing in earth. Like I say, boy, Joshua was the type of the Holy Spirit. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. What? Jesus Christ has already saved us. Now it's left for us to do, boy, come on back into the promised land. What's the promised land? The Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord, heaven on earth. Why? Because only in that place can we begin to reign in life. So, hey, Apostle and a pastor, you know, if you have a last comment, we got about a minute left on here. You know, if you got a comment that you want to make, a comment 60 seconds before we close this out, you know, go ahead and share.
I would just like to say that we thank God for this opportunity and always remember that we're in a season to where we need to stay connected to the true vine, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because in him we live and move and have our being. And I remember and learned a long time ago that we can't do this thing on our own. Apart from Christ, we can't do anything. But as long as we stay in the presence of God, we know that there's a fullness of joy. And we just thank God for your prayers that you have sent our way. And we will continue to pray for you all. And also, you also, Pastor Arthur, and your ministry and everything that you're you're connected to. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Hey, listen, by your belief out there. Stay connected to God. Stay connected to the Word of God. Stay connected to the Holy Spirit. And run on and see what the end going to be. And I promise you, it's glorious. Hallelujah. It's glorious, glorious, glorious. God bless y'all. If we could be of any contact, I'm at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. The area code 713-870-3776.
Yes, yes. Oh, we can be reached at 337-441-1665. 337-441-1665. 331-441-1665.
Say it again, Pastor Apostle.
337-441-1665.
With that being said, we love y'all with the love of the Lord, and we look forward to sharing again with y'all next Saturday.